Okay, so coming out of the tent, how do you feel straight away, your initial impressions of peace?
I thought it was absolutely wonderful and magical, and I loved it.
Well, and you just, when you come out, your head is just full of everything that's been going on.
Yes.
What you've seen, what you've heard, you know, the whole thing. It's just brilliant. Mm. Just brilliant.
It just sort of appealed to all the senses.
Absolutely. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And you were just caught up in the whole thing the whole time. You know, you're just lost in what was going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the thing. Yeah, you didn't realise you were a member of an audience or anything like that. It's just that everything was just happening as if it was all very real.
How do you think they created that feeling?
It was just a combination of everything being integrated together, like their wonderful costumes, their music, their lighting, their acting, and their same actors taking different roles, which are not obvious.
Well, the masks were wonderful.
The masks, yeah.
I think that's one of the things that caught me more than anything, was just these fantastic masks. Yeah. And the fact that they do everything themselves.
Yeah.
You know, everybody, you know, just chips in, don't they, with everything that they do. So everything's made by them. And, I mean, it's just such a fantastic venue to do it in.
It's very intimate, and you are very close and very involved with it. It's not like being in the Albert Hall or something, where you're miles away. So you're very close up and involved in it.
And they have, I mean, that's that wonderful tradition, isn't it, of that travelling theatre. You know, they just come as the whole thing, isn't it? They don't just arrive and play a particular venue. They bring the whole thing with them.
Yeah.
So they create an atmosphere before you even go in, don't they?
That's right.
And then, you know, that's just that lovely invitation that, okay, the bar's open, you know, just go and, you know, enjoy yourself and just, you know, reminisce and talk about, you know, what's gone.
And also, you get the feeling that this is how theatre might have been centuries ago, like in Shakespeare's time, but even longer ago in the Greek time, because it's like a little amphitheatre in a way, and based in Greece, as you said.
I felt that.
So it's like a tradition of being that close. You know, they've got a mixer desk and all the rest of it, but that's not what it relies on.
And do you think...
You're not aware of the technology, though, are you? That's the thing when you're there.
You
don't. You think you're, you know, part of something that is not of now, and yet the message of the play itself is of now, isn't it? You know, it has a message that, you know, that says something to us, but it's done it in a way that makes you feel as if it's always been like that.
And do you think this feeling that they create of a closeness with a mask and that you're in another world, do you think that helps bring out certain messages and themes from a play that perhaps another approach, where you like to say Royal Albert Hall, where you're miles back, wouldn't bring out?
I do.
Yes. There is a sense of being very close to what's going on, as opposed to being detached from what's going on.
Yeah. Everybody was like that. Everybody in there was spellbound.
Yeah.
I think.
Which I suppose makes you feel closer to the magic of Midsummer Night's Dream.
But they also bring other bits and pieces into it, don't they? Very modern bits and pieces. You know, like when he shouts out about a taxi, or, you know, when someone came in late and it's, you know, good evening. You know, so they're constantly aware of their audience, and, you know, that they're doing something for their audience. So there's almost like an interaction, isn't there? You know, you feel as if you're part of it.
Mm.
You don't feel detached from it.
But you're definitely, everybody is involved in that relationship, I would say.
Not
at all detached. I don't think anybody would have felt that.
And
makes you want to join a travelling theatre.
It's very fun. You know what you're saying about the modern influences, these little hints of like the taxi bit. How do you think that added to it? Do you think it was... worked well, contributed well?
Yeah, very much so. Because I think, you know, it's part of that message about it, you know, the play itself having a modern message.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're playing it as part of this time, even though it's a play that's, you know, written hundreds of years ago.
It's like really, they're acknowledging that we are in the here and now, but still drawing back to the past.
There's no problem with that at all. I didn't think it sort of...
Well, it added to the humour of the whole thing as well, didn't it?
Such
a bit pantomime as well, like they do that pantomime.
Well, they bring it up to date in that way.
Yeah.
It because they did things like that, it stops it being too serious. It's, you know, not a sort of reverential performance.
Yeah.
Well, it's not stuffy, is it? That's the thing. You know, it's making Shakespeare relevant and, you know, right for now, isn't it? It's, you know, it's not just a historical play. You know, it has something that, you know, has relevance to us.
So what do you think, say in a year's time, you'll remember most about this evening and the play?
I will remember the magic of
it. Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah, yes, it is. It's that you've been drawn into something, but which you feel is, you know, is real.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
You know that, you know, if you just view it, you know, from the outside, you have, you know, things which are unreal, like the masks and so on, because but you feel as if you're part of a reality, and that's a strange thing to say.
That's what magic is, really, in a way,
well,
isn't
indeed,
it? It's a
yes.
whole separate reality.
Yeah.